Orsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Orsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees? Check. Loaner cars and free car washes? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Orsman story.
Orsman, Kia of Alexandria. Let's ride together.
What Makes You Smile is brought to you by Dominion National. For anyone that needs dental and vision benefits, I have a one-stop shop for you. TeethKeeperSave.com. TeethKeeperSave.com offers dental and vision benefits for everyone with plans starting under $7 a month. Don't have benefits through your employer? Are you self-employed and need dental and vision benefits? TeethKeeperSave.com has various plans for individuals to choose from. Visit TeethKeeperSave.com today and enroll in minutes.
Hey guys, what's up? This is Josh Norman.
This is Alex Smith.
This is Joe Gibbs.
You listen to Redskins Talk
with J.P. Finley.
Holt moves to the line, now backs up. Chris Thompson's to his right. The snap. McCoy has a pocket, looking, still looking, gets hit, scrambles out to the right, still looking, and he slips down, he's going to lose substantial yardage back to the 26-yard line.
All right, I haven't talked to the trainer, but from what I understand, Colt has a fractured fibula, and we'll get it checked out tomorrow. Looks like it'll be at least season ending.
Well, there's really no way to start this damn thing. Just unimaginable personal loss for Colt McCoy. I mean, everybody involved with this organization, from, you know, the quality control guys to the head coach to the owner, is broken up about it. I don't know if I'm supposed to be, but I'm broken up about it. I talked to his brothers leaving the stadium, and they're broken up about it. Every player is broken up about it, and it's just so damn sad to have a quarterback break his leg. It's remarkable to have a quarterback break his leg 2 weeks after another quarterback broke his leg. But for Colt, this was his chance. Jay Gruden called it his golden opportunity. And just to have it taken from him, who knows what would have happened? Who knows if the Skins were going to get in the playoffs? Who knows any of that? But we know now that Colt won't be a part of it. And who knows how long it's going to take him to get back, and if he ever gets another opportunity like this again. Honestly, it probably seems improbable. And it's just sad. And there's a lot of football to talk about, and there's a lot of things to dissect, but it's hard to start with anything but that. J.P. Finley, I'm just going to say where I am. We're in, like, the Temple coaches locker room somewhere in the basement of Lincoln Financial Field. Pete's here. Mitch is here. Fellas, what's going on?
This is unbelievable. I mean, like, I didn't see him get hurt on the sideline. I didn't see him walk off, and then all of a sudden Doc Walker said that he was going back to the locker room to get looked at, and we had our guy back there who was kind of giving us updates that he was in the x-ray room.
Getting those updates was just like, oh, no.
It was just, that was like getting kicked in the shin all over again.
I mean,
it
yeah.
was unbelievable.
We saw him limping on the bench. It's like, oh, ankle, maybe he'll come back. And then you saw him trying to loosen it up, and it's like, oh, he's limping pretty hard. He's going back to the locker room. Sanchez is putting his helmet on. And, like, I thought the Houston podcast after Smith broke his leg was a doozy, but it feels like it's just deja vu all over again.
To me, and I don't mean this to discount at all Alex's injury, which by all accounts is a worse injury. He broke both bones. Colt broke one. It just feels different because Alex has started for 13 years in the NFL, and he's been in big games, and he's been to the playoffs, and, you know, this was Colt's chance. And not to say that Colt didn't have chances early in his career or whatever, but
this was his chance.
It feels different. This was his chance with a pretty good team in a playoff chase, you know?
It also feels different, not to take anything away from Alex, like you said, but we know Colt.
Right.
Colt's been
here forever. He's
five
been here for
years.
2014, right.
Yeah. I mean, five seasons, whatever it is. He's the guy in the locker room that, like, we joke with. JP made a bet with him, Colt, with Texas, Maryland. Like,
he's just a good dude.
Like, and not that anybody else isn't
right.
a good dude.
I talked to Jordan Reed afterwards. I was like, so I went up to him. I was like, dude, were you the quarterback? He's like, yeah, man. I was like, did they come to you and tell you? He's like, yeah. I was like, were there any plays you could run? He's like, I don't know anything.
Yeah.
And
they were saying they were gonna, it was gonna be a wild cow offense type thing.
It also feels different because
Jordan has an arm though.
Just looking at this year, when Alex went down, you're like, okay, Colt can hopefully still keep this season alive, but now that Colt's down, it just feels like everything's falling.
It's done.
Out.
And
it's done.
I said this a couple weeks ago. Any team gets to their third string quarterback, it's done.
Yeah.
There's 99% of the time.
No. I was only saying that a team that has three quarterbacks on their roster from the beginning of the season, maybe not done. Maybe.
Right.
But when you're bringing in guys off the, even just a guy, now guys off the street.
True guys, yeah.
There's a debate about,
what can you do?
There's a debate about, should they sign Sanchez or this guy? But it doesn't matter who they were going to sign. If that guy was playing this season, is pretty much gone to crap.
You talk about the complexity of an NFL offense.
Yeah.
Mark has been here for 2 weeks now.
Yep.
And you're going to bring in a guy who's going to have to learn the offense in 1 week as the backup. I mean, as a coach, there's so little that you can do. Your offense is going to be so simple. Your play calling is so limited.
I talked with O'Connell, leaving, and he's just like, he didn't even have to say it. What the hell is he going to do? He's the passing game coordinator. He installs all this stuff. Luckily, he and Mark have a good relationship. And, you know, O'Connell was calling the plays once Sanchez went in because he knew what he was capable of running. But what the hell are you going to do? Because he's got to get Sanchez all the way up. And now whoever they bring in, he's got to get him up too.
Right. You see, there were two consecutive play calls that they clearly said the play in Mark's ear. Mark turned to O'Connell, I guess, which I didn't know at the time, put out his palms up. What the hell is this? And they're yelling at him to look at his wristband. And he flips it open and he's like, oh, okay, that's the play.
They're 6-6 going on like 2-12 right now. Just,
I mean, like, I don't want to, like, you're 6-6 and technically still in a playoff hunt, I guess, if you will, but like,
by record only.
This isn't even about the record as it stands.
Yeah,
now.
Dude.
You know,
yeah.
Like, this is a decimated football team that there's just not much they can do. We haven't even talked about any of the other injuries that those guys are dealing with.
They need two new guards.
Again. How many guys can you pull off the street?
Ty and Secchi played the second half at guard.
Yeah.
It's going to be Polanco and someone else.
Is it Polanco and Ty and Secchi? I mean, it's like.
Dude, we had Josh Norman on postgame, and he's just like, I don't know what the hell it is. He's like, I played football my whole life, and I've never seen anything like this. Every year, never seen anything like this.
Yeah.
And here's the wildest part. We thought last year was crazy. There'll never be injuries like that again. And then, sure enough, this year was worse. And, you know, what's crazier is I think it's another season where you don't get an accurate assessment of Jay Gruden either. They got 4 games left. I just, because football's crazy, I think they squeak out a win, get to 7-9. I don't think you can fire Gruden after 7-9 when your starter goes down halfway through and then your backup goes down.
This is so far out, but like, can you get an accurate read on him next year? You might be starting.
Yeah, who knows who's going to be running stuff in off-season workouts.
Yeah, I mean,
starting the season next year.
Well, you got to draft somebody. And now you got to draft somebody.
You probably had to draft somebody anyway after Alex got hurt, but now you really got to draft somebody.
You did, and you do. It's probably unnecessary at this point if you're still listening. But this is the Redskins Talk Podcast, and we're brought to you by Orsman Automotive of Virginia. We ride with them, so you should too. We're going to try to keep this normal as we can. I have some notes, but they're all so stupid at this point. I was impressed. The defense looked terrible early on. The defense was a problem throughout the game. But I was impressed by that goal line stand they had.
Listen, they had a bad opening drive, and all of this is water under the bridge now, but they had a bad opening drive, but they stepped up after that. They got a quick 3-and-out, and the Redskins got a field goal off it, and then they got the goal line stand.
Yeah, the second half.
Temporary step up.
Right. Once Colt got hurt and then the offense didn't do anything.
The second half of this game was very bad.
It was, yeah.
And I worry that the second half of this game is a precursor of the remaining 4 games.
Mm-hmm. I agree. If the offense, if they can't cobble together an offense that's going to be able to move the ball every once in a while, then you're going to be you're going to be stuck in a situation. They had 36 second half yards. Is that what I saw? 39 second half yards, something like that.
I just asked Pete if he had the book, and he does not.
Third string quarterback with third string guards coming and a defense that can't really stop anybody. That's bad.
Here's the thing is that the defense, like the offense, there's some stuff you can attribute it to. The defense is a bigger problem, I think, because the defense was playing well and now they're not. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. What happened? So
the miracle, I mean, not a miracle, but the Josh Norman pick to keep them in the game at 14-13 right. gave you some semblance of hope, some semblance of something good might come of it.
Dude, I mean, even you talk about the first half, the Eagles had 218 yards in the first half.
A lot of trying to strip the ball instead of tackle the ball carrier tonight. And it's great when it works, 1 out of 10, 1 out of 20 times. But, man, when it doesn't, it leads to huge extra gains and very bad looks.
You got to make tackles.
Yeah, like one of, you know, they talk about, you know, one guy holds him up, the next guy comes in and is supposed to knock the ball out, and the third guy just, you know, cleans it up.
Nobody's holding him up.
No one's holding him up. They're skipping that first part. You know, they're just going, they're all trying to punch the ball out every time. And you can appreciate the aggressiveness, but that first third down play to Zach Ertz, right?
I think it was Alshon.
Alshon, yeah. I mean, just tackle the damn kid and it's fourth down.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And instead it was DJ and it was
Norman.
Both are mauling at the ball and doing nothing with Alshon. I mean, that's football 101, third and six, and
we're kind of getting there, so let's just do it. Be sure this week you check out Orsman Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Alexandria. Go buy a car from them. They're great people.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about all from the comfort of your home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Let's just do game balls and goats because we're kind of getting there anyway.
Okay.
I think the game ball list is fair. I'm starting and I'm going Adrian Peterson. He had the longest ever run by a 33-year-old in NFL history.
His longest run.
The home run was awesome. Here's what's crazy.
Yeah, I know what you're going to say.
He had 9 carries for 98 yards. And on one run, he had 90 yards.
90-yard carry to finish under the century mark. I don't know how many times that's happened.
Never.
I would wager never.
I would wager never. But I don't know if they got away from him too much. I'm guessing they did. You know, the game was still close.
Yeah.
Like, you could have kept running the ball, but then you're running the ball behind Luke Bianco and Ty Nsekhe, a guard. I don't know. But regardless, Peterson gets a game ball just because of the game he had.
Can we pause for a second and just talk about how cool that play was?
That was.
I mean, in a season.
Sanchez's first snap.
First play after McCoy gets hurt. I don't know how the Eagles don't just put 11 guys on the line. There's no way Sanchez was throwing, but for that to, I couldn't believe he broke through and pulled away. So awesome.
Bianco had a real nice block on it. Chase Rouye had a good nice hole. Block. I mean, and then he made one guy miss, and
unreal.
And then he was gone.
Goosebumps.
I didn't even know.
I kind of thought he might get caught.
He was pulling away.
Yeah,
I know.
It wasn't even the guys were hating on him. I mean,
I asked Norman about it. He's like, that's a grown man.
That's
a grown man.
There are certain plays that you remember season to season, you know.
Yeah, that's one.
10 years from now, like, I'm going to remember that 90-yard run because we just watched vintage Adrian Peterson be vintage Adrian Peterson for you know, 10 seconds on that 90-yard dash. That was cool. That
agreed.
Was very cool.
Very all right, cool. Pete, you got one? I think there's some hat tips, but I'm hard. Yeah. Norman, maybe, for the pick?
But he's – I was going to say the pick was big, but I don't know if it's kind of like where we had Mason Foster a couple weeks ago with the turnovers, but also a lot of issues, so maybe it evens out to a hat tip. Here's a suggestion. Game ball, probably not, but, I mean, Mark Sanchez, hat tip for coming in and guiding an offense at least somewhat. I know the interception was terrible and he kind of fell apart, but he's been here for 2 weeks and had a couple decent drives. And
dude, the first half he looked good.
Yeah.
I mean, it was going to run out eventually.
Eagles were able to go into this halftime and adjust the fact that he was hitting Jordan
Reed just
James
running bootlegs constantly,
Like, they were able to fix that.
His first half line, though, 6-9, 62 yards, 86, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I think all things considered, a hat tip is fair.
Okay. I think we're already out of game balls.
So. I'm throwing a hat tip to Chase Rie for just keeping the O-line together. I mean, keeping those guys you had Luke Bowunco, you know. Yeah.
And Rie's still a second-year guy. It's not like he's this grizzled vet.
Yeah, six-rounder second year.
I think he did a good job of everything kind of, you know, staying together. And so I give him a hat tip for that.
These are hat tips just because they came back from injury, but I'm giving Thompson and Crowder one. They came back, they played, it looked pretty good. You know, I mean, Crowder caught all four of his targets, also drew a pass interference. There was that terrible play, the double reverse, whatever the hell that was. That's the thing.
You're saying the throw or the
pitch early on, the pitch to Crowder on the way back.
It took eight seconds to happen.
They were in that game before that happened.
Crowder took the pitch like 14 yards behind the line of scrimmage.
The pitch was high and long.
It took forever to come out. Moses had been blocked 5 yards backward. No one asked Jay about that. I'm sure we will in the middle of the week. That was a very bizarre choice at that moment. But I guess you're just hoping to scrounge something together with your backup and under center.
But the flip side is the play Mitch is talking about that they almost hit for a home run. The throwback.
I've never seen a trick play like
Thompson.
That.
It was pretty awesome.
It was. And
it takes some stones to call with Sanchez in there.
Who was the
Trent
wide receiver?
Williams kind of missed a block.
But there was a wide receiver who had, I don't know who made the tackle, and I don't know who the wide receiver was. But there was a wide receiver that had that DB blocked up. And so Trent was almost going downfield to see to wall off if there was anybody else. And he turns back at the last minute and sees the DB clear from that wide receiver and just isn't able to quite get back in time.
We'll have to look.
But, that play almost hit.
That play almost hit, man. Should we go to GOATs then?
Yep.
Go ahead, Pete. You got a list there.
DJ Swearinger. He had a missed tackle on the Darren Sproles touchdown. He was a part of that crew that was stripping a lot of tackle attempts.
I want to recant one point. Zach Brown got a hat tip for that fourth down stop at the goal line. That was a hell of a football play by a guy who struggles in pass coverage a lot. So I'll give him a hat tip for that one play.
DJ also had a holding call that erased a drive ending sack. He was beat by Aguilar on a 40-yarder. Just kind of had a rough night in coverage, and for a guy who called out the team for practice habits and preparation and joking, you'd like him to come out and have a good Monday night, and he did not. So I'm going to give him a GOAT.
Yep.
Mitch? I'm going to go, for lack of a better word, Greg Minuski for some of that defensive game plan. There were a lot of one-on-ones with Preston Smith and Ryan Kerrigan on Zach Ertz and
Zach Brown on running backs.
Zach Brown on running back. It's just
they seemed out-schemed from the beginning of the game.
And I think part of it is that they don't have the athletes to keep up with some of the athletes that the Eagles have. But man,
yeah, but dude, defensively they should. I know you got the wrong horses then.
Yeah,
you know, like,
but some of those, like, they missed Ertz. I don't know what Ertz's final numbers were. I think he had.
I got it here. 9 for 83.
I mean, Wentz just missed him on two or three quick, you know, quick go patterns or whatever you want to call them that he easily could have gone for 150.
And also, now two straight very important road division games where the defense has come out first drive and just gotten sliced up for touchdowns. Just crushes any momentum or energy you have in these games
from
2 weeks in a row.
From the Eagles who
never score the first quarter.
Had the worst.
They had 21 points all year.
21
in the first
points
quarter.
All year. It's a momentum killer, and it felt like the Monday Night Massacre. I mean,
yeah.
Especially that first one. Yeah,
After that first drive, the way the crowd was, the way the Eagles were on the sideline dancing and prancing and all that, it felt like it did at FedEx in, what year was that, 2013?
It was a bad one. That was Whatever Vic to Deshaun.
No, it was before that.
It was before
2010.
That. Yeah.
Yeah, that was it felt bad.
Dude, I'm going to the edges. There was zero pass rush from Kerrigan and Smith.
Yeah.
And then Ryan Anderson got hurt. Pernell McPhee didn't get much. Ryan Anderson was visibly upset walking to the locker room after the game. I don't know if he's upset about the injury or Colt's injury or the way the game shook out, whatever it is. But they didn't get anything off the edges.
Mississippi.
And I mean, you got to get more from that.
They didn't get much up the middle either.
Yeah, no, Ioannidis definitely hurt there, but they have plenty of other guys who
should
be doing more.
I mean, they gave up 130 on the ground.
That's just becoming the norm these days.
Yep.
I'm going to give one to...
What the hell happened that they were so good at stopping the run?
No one seems to have a real good answer for it.
Dude, and we've asked. Like, we've asked Gruden. We've asked Minuski. And it's like, I'm effing sick of hearing about gap integrity.
Is it as simple as teams found a scheme that works? Like,
yeah, I mean, blocking and tackling, Mitch.
Getting off blocks. And getting guys to the ground.
I hate oversimplifying some things, but like.
And at this point, they've been getting gashed so much, it'd be on the Redskins to refigure things out and counteract offenses, right. And they haven't done that. So it's just either poor coaching or just not getting the job done on the field. Probably both. It's depressing. This Alabama wall has just been erased.
Yeah.
Alabama nah.
It feels like it's small. It's mostly cutbacks and against the grain runs that are killing them. But
I don't know, man.
Perplexing. It's perplexing.
I think we just got locked in the basement of the link. Perplexing indeed. Go ahead, Pete, if you got one.
Greg Stroman, I get it. He's a 7th-round rookie. But he's being asked to play, and he was overmatched all night. He got beat on the early touchdown. One of his moves, he's always a little late in coverage and then misses the tackle.
He's regressed, dude.
Which leads to
I don't know if regress is even fair.
It might just be
maybe
we at this point, but he misses a lot of tackles, and those tackles end up costing another 20 or 30 yards. And you can see why they've been hesitant to use him. They'd rather use an injured Dunbar over him. Adonis Alexander played a little bit tonight. Maybe he gets more action. But Greg Stroman is a 7th-round rookie, and boy, did he look like it against the Eagles.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I think we could go player by player on defense and probably find 10 of the 11 or something like that.
But I don't know. Well, I think maybe 11 of the 11.
Didn't somebody just try and give Josh Norman a game ball?
I think I did.
I got no more. I mean...
A eye roll, and this isn't, I mean, I'm going to, it is fair, I guess. Trent had 2 penalties, and then I know he's hurt, but he missed that block on the trick play. So 2 10-yard penalties is just devastating for this offense. So a eye roll for Trent.
Trent came off after that missed block, sat down, had the 1,000-yard stare, took off his helmet, slammed it on the ground, and then, I don't know about punched, but like slapped the bench, and then let out a huge curse because he slapped the bench with his hurt thumb. So it was just
not a good sequence there for old 71.
Terrible.
Funny and terrible.
Yeah. That's, not ha-ha funny. But
I know.
Like,
just
ha-ha.
Know.
Speaking of ha-ha.
Yeah. That was going to go.
How about that trade? Not really helping much.
You give up a third for that dude?
4th, right? It was a 4th.
4th?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. It was a 4th. Green Bay might have been onto something, man.
Man, those Pro Football Focus numbers with the 1st and 2nd-ranked safety, it didn't really translate into the burgundy and gold. Haha.
He hasn't been good here.
No.
He hasn't been particularly good, at least.
I don't think he's been any part of good.
I don't know if it's him or the team not understanding how to use him properly, but the second.
We're going to have a more upbeat podcast soon, I promise. The I feel like we're the podcast party's coming.
It's going to turn into a sad drinking.
You know what?
No, it's not.
We need this podcast party. Yeah, we need it more than ever.
This is like a bye week for an injured team. We need this podcast party.
It's not going to be a sad podcast party. I know.
It's going to be a
getting after
it. Matchbox is like
I don't think they know they have
They need to order more alcohol. And get it behind those bars and restock.
If they run
more.
Out, we're gonna have an issue.
Yeah, dude. We this is gonna get serious.
Thursday, December 6th, 3 days from now.
You need a drink. We need a drink. We all need drinks, and then a little pizza too.
And dude, I got a note from some boys in Richmond that are driving up for it.
Let's all commiserate.
Matchbox in Rockville. It's gonna be serious.
Let's all commiserate together. Yeah, and dude. Have a good time.
We'll get after it. I'm looking. Are there more goats? I feel kind of goated out. I'm not gonna lie to you.
Yeah,
it's a tough one.
I'm looking for.
The fact the offense didn't move in the second half is part of the defense struggling. Can we just? I just want to say that.
What the hell does that mean?
When the defense is on the field the whole damn game, the whole damn second half. Do you have the number? We don't have the number.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, that's fair. I mean, hear what you're saying now.
30 minutes of the second half.
Oh, you want
they were possession? Probably, time of possession was 20.
So it was 40 to 20. It was 20-41 to 39-19.
Oh.
I mean, that's two-thirds. I'm not a math guy, but I can do that. I'll give you the first half.
Well, it helps
half.
When the Eagles drive 12 minutes to start the game, and it's 9:30 after they score.
First half. The Eagles had the ball. It's almost the same. It was 10-40 and 19-20.
Yeah. Okay. So, anyway, that defense gets worn down a lot. It doesn't make it. It's not an excuse. It's just it's something to point out when they get no help. It's that's a tough situation to be in.
Yeah. We talked about the formula early in the year of how this team wins. Now this formula is like a formula of death. A third string quarterback, defense that can't stop anybody. It's you're going
to run game.
You're going to see more time and possession numbers like that the rest of the year.
A run game
formula of death.
Yeah, let alone winning a game. I don't know if the Redskins are going to win the time of possession battle the rest of the year, or even come close.
A run game that's non-existent.
All right, you guys think they win one? Four games left.
Jacksonville Redskins in whatever week 15-16 is going to be yucky.
Yo, how many times does the Red Zone channel go to Skins Jags?
How mad is the NFL? They flexed Redskins Titans to Saturday night or afternoon.
They're going
to
try and squeeze it in Wednesday morning that week.
But these games didn't look to be as bad as they were.
Right.
Yeah.
It's just.
Yeah, is it going to be Cody Kessler versus Mark Sanchez?
All USC.
Oh, my God.
Hopefully it's
big ratings
Sanchez
in L.A.
Who the hell knows who it could be?
Yeah, it might be T.J. Yates.
Oh, my God. All right, over-unders. We got killed. Colt, 275 pass yards. I had over. Pete had over. Mitch had over. Kime had under. Kime wins.
Good job, Kime.
Oh, nice.
Me and you had over on this one.
AP, everybody but Pete had over 75. So Pete gets a.
So Knight gets an.
Damn. Pete wins the week, dude. Jordan Reed.
How's that possible? I went at 1-2. There's no way.
You went 2-1. No.
I went 1-2. Thanks.
We all went 1-2.
We all went 1-2.
That's a perfect cap for this.
Yeah,
what was it, Jordan Reed?
Jordan Reed, 6.5 catches.
He had 4.
Mitch, Kime, and I all had over. Pete had under.
Blau blind.
You end up with 4 catches?
Whoop-de-frickin'-do.
Four catches. 21
yards.
And one pass.
It's true.
Although, I guess that was a lateral.
That was a lateral.
Yeah.
But he fired that pigskin across the field.
Fire that pigskin. Thank you to the good folks at Horseman Automotive of Virginia. I don't know what time it is. I don't know what day it is. But we ride with them. The housekeeping items. There was no peanut butter and jelly, correct?
There was no PB&J.
Just the perfect way to end this
day. I mean, in case you hadn't been kicked in the balls enough.
Jeez, Pete.
Formula of death and ball kicks.
Jeez, Pete.
I went and asked about the PB&Js, too.
Did you really? Yeah.
The guy's like, I think we got some turkey back here from before the game. I was like, nah, I'm good, bro.
Pete's gone from emo to, like, aggro. What's going on over there?
I don't know. Philly changes me, man.
I like the Link a lot. I think it's a nice stadium.
It's like a little bit above average.
No.
It's a cool atmosphere.
It's above average.
It's not, is it, you think it's a top 10 stadium? I think it's between 10 and 16.
Stadium rankings right now, all 32.
All right. Jerry World.
Oh, my God.
Oh, we really want to do this?
I don't know if we can do this.
We can't do this.
Seattle's up there.
Seattle's cool. Well, here's where
Green Bay for the nostalgia.
Their popcorn's not very good here. And I'm a popcorn connoisseur, and I was disappointed.
I like the pretzels here.
All right.
They had good s'mores brownies.
It's time to go now that we're doing this.
Hit me right in the cavities.
Anything else to say? All right, let's try to figure out a schedule this week. Word is I'm still getting the one-on-one with Jake Hurdon tomorrow. So
best of luck. Right.
Assuming that holds, we'll have the day after pod tomorrow. We have the Josh Norman stuff. We need to get that out anyway.
Put that in tomorrow's pod.
Yeah, and there's probably going to be news about another quarterback soon.
Yep.
Yep.
So get ready. Buckle up.
Josh Johnson emergency pod.
Are we emergency podding for TJ Yates?
I don't think we can. We will do a podcast. At some point, I don't know. We'll figure that out. Yeah. If anything, we should have emergency potted when Colt went down at halftime. But I guess that wouldn't age very well. So, what day is it? Monday?
Monday.
Podcast Tuesday. Then we're back at practice on Wednesday. And nobody's going to know what's going on. And we're going to have to update you. And then Thursday's the party.
Are we going to pod before the party?
No. I don't know.
We usually record.
I don't know, Pete.
Okay. And this is going to be a really relaxing week.
We're not sure, but Friday we'll have a hangover pod for you.
And probably a real pod. We've never done a party in season. This is a whole new beast.
Are we going to do a hangover and over-unders at the same time?
I don't know, man. I don't have the
Bear with us, fellas.
I'm not going to lie to you. I am ready for the party. I could use a drink.
If I could have a bourbon right now, I would be
I don't
much,
even
much
like
happier.
Bourbon, and I want a shotgun of bourbon.
Jeez, Pete. Agro Pete is here.
He is.
Matchbox, make sure you got bourbon. Thursday
Load
night.
Up on the bourbon.
Matchbox in Rockville, the White Flint Metro is right there. Nobody should be driving home from this thing.
No. Thursday.
Say goodbye.
7 p.m. Bring toys. Pete will buy you a beer. Come party with us.
Let's enjoy ourselves.
We'll all have some fun.
We have a family here, and let's enjoy it because
God knows what else we'll enjoy this year.
All right.
As weird as it is saying Pete's part of our family.
I know. I'm gonna shut aggro Pete down before
what
he says.
What does aggro even mean?
Aggressive.
Aggressive.
Oh, okay.
Jeez. Why are you're sitting weird?
My back hurts.
Look at him. Look at
you. You are way too young to have back pain. All right. We got to go. For Mitch and for aggro Pete, this is JP Finley. If you made it this far, thank you very much for listening. And I owe you a beer. I'm losing it.
Your voice is
time to go.
Your voice is miserable.
It's time to go.